You're listening to SBS News.
Li Xiaoyu and Dong Qiaoyu are former classmates now wanted by the FBI. The US Justice Department has indicted the two Chinese nationals over their role in what the agency called a decade-long cyber espionage campaign that targeted defense contractors, COVID-19 researchers, and hundreds of other victims worldwide. US Assistant Attorney General for National Security John Demers describes the pair as prolific.
The hackers stole terabytes of data from hundreds of targets, establishing themselves as a prolific threat to U.S. and foreign networks.
The FBI indictment alleges the pair hacked weapons designs, drug information, software source codes, and personal data from targets that included dissidents and Chinese opposition figures. John Demers claims they were contractors for the Chinese government.
China has now taken its place alongside Russia, Iran, and North Korea in that shameful club of nations that provide a safe haven for cyber criminals.
Li and Dong face charges including conspiracy to commit computer fraud, conspiracy to commit theft of trade secrets, and aggravated identity theft. The FBI alleges the pair acted both for China's Ministry of Security and also for personal gain, trying to extort cryptocurrency from at least one victim. University of New South Wales Canberra cyber director Nigel Fair says the charges are substantial.
This is a significantly large international hacking operation. They targeted Australian firms, American firms, German firms, all over the world to get intellectual property around a wide range of different disciplines.
The Chinese nationals are alleged to have conducted surveillance on US biotech firms, targeting those working to find a cure or vaccine for COVID-19. Nigel Fair says the move is counterproductive to institutions working together during the pandemic.
And they're sharing this data anyway. It's quite disappointing that the Chinese state is behind the actual theft of the intellectual property that to perhaps get a jump on a vaccine production and maybe grab that foothold in the marketplace.
A spokesperson for China's foreign ministry has dismissed accusations of COVID-related cyber attacks as absurd. An Australian defence contractor is listed as a victim in the indictment, with allegations 320 gigabytes of documents were stolen by the hackers between April and June last year, while an Australian solar energy company was allegedly targeted 6 months ago. International cyber policy expert from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Tom Uren, says what the hackers' alleged activities were was not complicated.
They were taking advantage of things that were publicly known. They were just being quick and efficient about it. So when we're defending, we also need to be quick and efficient and do the basics well.
The FBI claims the pair also collected intelligence on targets such as Hong Kong protesters, the office of the Dalai Lama, and a Chinese Christian non-profit. Tom Uren says while the pair are unlikely to ever be caught, as the US does not have an extradition treaty with China, identifying them helps to build a case against state-sponsored cyber espionage.
It's about applying pressure by putting information into the public domain. So, for example, when the Prime Minister spoke about us being targeted by a state-sponsored actor, people in Australia, like myself, can now point to these indictments and say, here is some of the evidence.
There was no immediate indication from the indictment on what information, if any, the hackers obtained on COVID-19 research. In a statement, the Australian government expressed its concern over the indictments, saying its cybersecurity centre is working with victims of cyber attacks and helping organisations build resilience against hackers. Abby Dinham, SBS News.